Hello.
How are you? You're right?
I'm good, yeah.
Now, Ishii, you've spent many an hour in the snooker halls to come up with this idea then. Are you a good snooker player yourself or a pool player?
I'm not the worst, but I'm not the best either, so
right.
Sort of middle of the road on the pool. And, spent time in snooker halls and just guys that grew up with me or I've seen around me, and it's just a story about really where I'm from and, you know, the type of environment I come from. So that's where it really stemmed from.
Uh-huh. So take us through the play then. What can you reveal to us?
Well, basically, it's about, I suppose, friendship and betrayal. And it's about friends and young men having to take decisions that are going to sort of dictate what adulthood is going to be about. I know it sounds quite heavy like that, but it's quite a funny play as well at the same time. Yeah.
Now, you've done a variety of jobs, from taxi driving to video shops to restaurants, so you must have drawn in on those experiences for your writing, and in particular for this play.
Oh, yeah, the you know, when friends read it or when people say, well, who's this and who's that, you know, particular character. And I think it's all that, it's all those, you know, the cab driving and the you know, work, having various jobs and meeting such a diverse group of people. I worked out one night during my cabbing time, I'd spoken to 150,000 people.
150,000, that's quite a figure, isn't it, really?
It is an amazing figure. Although, when I say spoken to, communicated with, would be a better term, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah, and it sort of rubs out. You just meet all, you know, the whole spectrum of society, so it sort of rubs off on you, and you then when it comes to writing things, it just inspires your characters, which is fantastic.
So I take it that's where you got your inspiration from, by coming across or communicating with so many people. That did you sort of formulate ideas in your head about human beings, I suppose, really, and then writing a story around that? Is that how you sort of developed into a writer?
Well, yeah. I mean, although I'd never ever considered being a writer. I was always interested in films. I loved books and television. And people would tell you things, and you'd think, oh, that'd make a great character in a film. Or